Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I woke up this morning with him on my mind. Laid down last night with him on my mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday, Father God. And we say thank you. A new day you allowed us to see, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you, and we say thank you. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say thank you. Father, we come to bless your name today. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning and praise you and holler your name today, because this is a new day. And we say thank you. We have the activity of our limbs, the breath we breathe. We say thank you, Father. Look over our head, clothes on our backs. We say thank you. Oh, we didn't get a 911 call on last night. We say thank you. Our loved ones still in the land of the living, and we just come to bless your name today. Oh, we just come to say thank you. Oh, we give you all the praise and all the glory, because, Father God, without you ain't none of us nothing, absolutely nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come this morning to cast the world care on your shoulder today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless your name today. We thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father God. And we just give you the praise, we give you the glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today. Drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign this amazing Thursday morning. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. Lift up my pastor to you, Laron Matthews, Father God. As he continues to pour out to your people, Father God, near and far, pour back into him your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name for the man of God. We thank you for him in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Mom and Dad Matthew and the whole entire Matthew family, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them. Keep them close to you, Father God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name. We thank you, Father God, for reaching that faithfully work behind the scenes, Father God. Father God, we ask you to continue to bless her and her entire family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up a Reed family today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're walking with them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we just bless your name, Father God. Open up every door for the bereaved families that can no man close. Close doors and that can no man open, and we say thank you. Even in bereavement, salvation can come forth, Father God. So we thank you for salvation coming out the bereaved families, Father God, near and far, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to say thank you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over the hospitals today, nursing homes today, the jails today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you going in the hospital, going from room to room, floor to floor, Father God. By the ICU unit today, God. Create miracle signs and wonders that only you can do, Father God. Ain't nothing impossible. Ain't nothing too difficult for you, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up our neighbors to you today, Father God. From the oldest to the youngest and all in between in their seats to come, Father God. In our neighborhoods today, Father God. Protect our neighbors, Lord God. Protect our neighborhoods, Lord God. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Silence the violence in the world, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to bless your name for breakthroughs and not a breakdown today, God. That we all better and not bitter, that we are the victors and no longer the victims, Father God. Because the battle is yours, Lord God. We come to bless your name today. We thank you for continuously keeping your arms around all the homeless all over the world today, God. Keep them in your keeping care, God. Open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open for the homeless. Favor for the homeless today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today. They need a roof over their head, not a tent, Father God. And we just come to say thank you and praise your holy name. And no one in our families, Lord God, is homeless today. And we say thank you. We thank you for the roof over their heads, the clothes on their back, the shoes on their feet. We say thank you, Father God. Homeless don't have that option, God. But we thank you for every open door right now for the homeless. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name. Put the Washington, D.C. to you today, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in Washington, D.C. that only you can do, Father. Hallelujah. From the White House, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, cover Biden and Harris and their entire family, Father God. Oh, we plead the blood. Silence the violence in Washington, D.C. as well, Father God. We come to bless your name today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. You're the reason for this season that we live and have our being, and we say thank you. We come to bless your name today. We just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that was slain for each and every one of us. We say have your way today. Lift up Mother Sydney and her entire family to you, Father God. Cover St. Louis with the blood. From corner to corner, side to side, top to bottom in St. Louis right now, Father God. Keep them out from seen and unseen danger in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver and set free, Lord God. Only you can do. But we say thank you for Mother Sydney and her entire family right now. We thank you for breakthroughs for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We say thank you. Lift up Mother Allen to you this morning, Father God. Oh, we ask you to bless her indeed. Hallelujah. Enlarge her territory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for the mind of Christ today, Father God. We bind up suicide demons right now. We send it to the dry place. Loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. You say, what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We loose peace in the world today. Peace in the world today. Peace in our neighborhoods. Peace in our homes. We thank you for your peace. Because you say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us, let our hearts not be troubled. Neither be afraid. We thank you for that time. And we will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace, our joy, our love. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. You're the potter and we're your clay. Continue to mold us. Continue to mold us, Lord. We say thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Have your way on this open forum today, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. Because it's all about you, not about me. About me doing your will and your way. And we ask you to have your way today on open forum. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And hallelujah, 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 hallelujah for the breakthrough today. Hallelujah for every open door today. Hallelujah for favor running them down today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Laron Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of God's people on today.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, Mother Gwen. Glory to God. Good morning, Dr. Will. Dr.
Good morning, Prophet.
Thank you.
Top of the morning.
Amen. Glory to God. Good morning, Dr. Ryan. On this morning, we just say welcome. Good morning. We say welcome, welcome. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We say welcome to our open forum. Glory to God. We welcome you in the name of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this Thursday morning, hallelujah, November the 3rd. Amen. Glory to God. 14. Amen. Hallelujah. We just welcome you. Amen. I'm just excited about this morning. Amen. We welcome you to open forum. It is a place where you can come and ask a question of myself or Prophet Matthew. You have a question, you have a comment, you have a praise report, you need prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. A word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, whatever God has given you on this morning. Amen. You can come to the table this morning. Amen. On the conference line, all you have to do to join us. It's to press star 6 on your dial and come right on in on the Blog Talk Radio side. God bless you near and far. Amen. We thank God for you on this morning. Hallelujah to all of those that are in hospitals and nursing home over in Sierra Leone, over in Nigeria, in Pakistan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Over in Europe and Great Britain. Hallelujah. Behind the prison bar, wherever you at, you might be in the park. Hallelujah. Taking a walk. Glory to God. You might be in your yard somewhere, maybe barbecuing. Hallelujah. But we welcome you on this morning. Amen. We welcome you. Amen. Come on and engage with us. Amen. Just press 1 on your dial. Amen, and you will have access to the forum. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have access to the round table with us. So we just say we love you, and this is the day, amen, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. We welcome your questions on this morning. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, because I just believe God have us here on this morning, early in the morning, hallelujah, yes. Glory to God. God has a word for us on today, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, Prophet Matthew, when I woke up this morning, amen, when I woke up this morning, you know how they have a song that says, when I woke up this morning, my mind was stayed on the Lord. When I woke up this morning, the first thing that I heard the song said, just another day. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. But yet I heard just another day. The Lord just said, just another day. Amen. Hallelujah. And as I thought about that, I said, wait a minute, Lord, just another day? I said, just another day? Amen. You know, I said, sometimes, you know, we sing the songs and we don't really know the meaning behind what we're singing. Sometimes, you know, who sung it, why they were singing it, glory to God. And I'm just like, the Lord say, no. For me, you know, it's another day. There's another song that talks about another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. But yet, when I looked in the psalm, just a few minutes ago, I said, wait a minute, God, I need to look something up. And I
thought you were virgin.
I said, wait a minute. I said, God, I don't have time just really go in there. God, I believe you. There's nowhere in your word where you say just another day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, you don't say just another day. You know, we say this is the day which the Lord has made. Then we say weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
That's it, mother.
I said, it's certain think, because God, you didn't just make just another day. No, it's not just another day. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's another day's journey. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because everything that you made is good. You know, because when we say just, amen, we're taking the value and the goodness and authority out of what God has done, the day that he made, the day that you were born, the day when he called the heaven. It wasn't just another day, amen, when he called the heavens and the earth together, amen. It wasn't just another day, amen, glory to God, when God created us, amen. When God said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, that wasn't just another day, see.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then even in the beginning, even when he said something, when he started speaking about, when he spoke the first day, he didn't say just another day now. He said the first day. He said, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Yeah.
Not just another day. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And so we have to, when we're saying something and when we doing something for the Lord, amen, we have to do research, amen, we have to, when God put something in your spirit, he woke me up this morning with that, he said, just another day. That's all he said, was just another day. I'm like, wow, I'm like, just another day. No, this is
and
not
And then we
just
add to that,
day.
Mother.
Uh-huh. Yes.
We add to that.
And, yes, that's
in
right.
Genesis there, in Genesis chapter number 1, it's very powerful when he created his presentation in the Genesis. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So in the beginning, he created the heavens. So every day is another creation. And then he
That's
said he
right.
daily loaded us with benefits. So he
That's
creates
right.
us and he loads us with benefits, mother. So you're right,
That's
up, you're right.
right
in that vein. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That's right. That's right. All right, thank you. I was getting there. Hallelujah.
I love I'm sorry, mother. we right in that vein, mother. We in that vein.
Amen. We are. Amen.
Good.
And so, you know, on this day, you know, as the Lord give it to us, amen. And I heard what you were talking about on yesterday, amen, about the frequencies. Amen, and things are changing, the sound, you know, name changing, all of that, glory to God, is going back what to its original state, and is giving, and God is giving credit back to that which it came from and who it came from.
Yes.
Like if you had a patent and you created something, but yet someone stole it from you, amen,
Absolutely.
You never got the credit for it. Amen, but yet they're utilizing you, amen, to produce what you have already produced, but you don't have the patent. You don't have the rights, amen. But what God is doing, glory to God, he's reversing it. He's changing it, amen, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Amen,
right.
Glory to God. So basically, your ownership, amen, your identity, amen, glory to God. God is letting the people know. Amen. Okay, this originated from you. Have you all noticed how a lot of black history that has been lost, amen, not been lost, but concealed.
Stolen. Yes.
Yeah, and stolen, right, concealed and
absolutely
stolen. Amen, glory to God. And some things, glory to God, have not even been written. Amen, because they didn't really want to know, the people to know the origin, amen, of where things existed.
Came from.
Amen,
yep,
glory to God. Because I remember when you said that everything, you know, because go back even into the beginning. Hallelujah. When you talk about color, when you talk about nationality, all of that, everything began, amen, from what? From color. Amen. From a color. Amen. Hallelujah. But it was no difference. Amen. Hallelujah. But it was like religion and citizenship. That's what they banned it. Amen. But it wasn't about the color. Hallelujah. But even when we go back to Genesis, Abraham. What's it? Abraham had a black wife. Like a wife of color. Let me put a wife of color. I don't want to say black. She's a wife of color. It was a wife of color. Amen. There was a wife of color because when you look at the historical, amen, of where Jerusalem were, it was down there by the equator in Egypt. Egypt, amen, hallelujah, where the foundation of everything, amen, was built from what? Color, amen. They had a skill, God's chosen people, amen. It was a people of color, amen, glory to God. But yet, when time changed, amen, they start giving a name for a nationality, glory to God, hallelujah.
Absolutely.
How many names? How many names up north here in the United States have we had? How many labels? Let me say labels. Amen. You went from one thing to another thing. Amen. Mm. Glory to God. You know, you're black. You have your what? Was it nigger? You're not. You're African-American. You black. You Negro. It just has been a change for our nationality. And so when you look at that pattern, amen, glory to God, when you look at the pattern of things, because I think about how God has said that his people, they're unique. We are unique. We're peculiar. Peculiar means you don't understand. It's strange to you. You don't understand it. Amen, glory to God. And I think about how when color were brought to different countries, amen, and people have never seen our color before, and how they were amazed and just really wanted to touch to see, you know, what that color was about. But yet, in their mentality, glory to God, in their mentality, it really was a mentality thing because they didn't realize that they were close to the equator. You're close to the sun because you have a different melanin in your skin when you're closer to the sun. You just have a different melanin. But they didn't understand that because, well, they were up north. They were away from the equator. They were away from the sun. Glory to God. And
well,
so
what they
here,
were taught too, Mother.
That's right. That's right.
What they were taught.
Truth about that. It was, you're right. And it was what they were taught, amen. And then they yet continued to teach it. They continued to teach what? The wrong thing, glory to God. I thought about how when this young man says that, he said that, I'm going to teach my son. I'm going to teach my son. He said, I'm going to teach my son that you don't have to go to church and serve God. And I'm listening to him. I said, hold it, hold it. I said, hold it. I said, if you're going to teach him some, teach him the truth. I said, don't teach him that negative connotation right there. I said, teach him the truth. I said, the truth is that he is the church. He is the ecclesia. And so you're telling him, you know, that he don't have no power. I said, let him know that you go to the building. Tell him, go to the building for fellowship and for encouragement. I said, where the saints come together. I said, but Don't tell him he don't have to go to church. Amen. Because he is the church. He go there to be encouraged. He's the ecclesia. He go there to be encouraged. Glory to God. We go there to be in fellowship, helping one another, building one another up on our most holiest faith. Glory to God. I said, change your mindset. I said, that's another seed of unlearned, amen, that the people have in their children. It is so prevalent even today, glory to God, because you don't know who you are. And I said, and God is trying to bring us back to our original form. Our original form, glory to
God.
Yes. Yes, he's trying to bring us back, you know, to who we are, glory to God. Because, you know, I think about how when the movie, I can't think of, I can't even think of the name of the Malcolm X. Yeah, it was Malcolm X. And I heard when some of the things that the person who played Malcolm X, Denzel Washington, you know, some of the things that he said, you know, that how the other culture, you know, how they had them bamboozles and whitewash or whatever it may be, you know. So many times, you know, that we are in the dark and things that was hidden, that which it was hidden unto you, now it's coming to the light. Glory to God.
Absolutely.
That which was hidden is coming to the light now. And so here it is. So when you hear truth, you're like, wait a minute. Is that the real truth? Because you never knew the original truth of your history unless you research it, unless you be adamant about it. And that's the same way with the word of God. When God, when he came upon the earth, when Jesus was born, he was born for a purpose and a reason, amen. And when he went and gathered in his ministry, the beginning of his ministry, when he went and just gathered people, he just said, follow me. That's all he said. He said, just follow me. He said, I'll make you fishers of men. Just follow me. He didn't give him a question behind. He said, just follow me.
Right. And, Mother, and the powerful thing about him saying follow him is that he demonstrated and gave his character, and his demonstration was an example.
Yes,
so he didn't have to explain.
That's right.
The people was drawn by him. Or those who followed him said, come see a man who can tell you everything about your life. So, you know, he, and then as, if you go to Luke 14:25, he said they began to follow him. He turned to them and said to them, what you have to do, your genealogy, everything you've been told, everything you've been taught, everything you learned that is not where I'm taking you, you have to dislike it or hate
That's
it.
That's right.
Mother, father, sister, brother, wife, children, yourself. You cannot be a learner of me. In other words, disciple, which means learner of me. And then he explained to them. And then many follow and some left because they didn't understand that the more you get closer to God and the closer you come to the knowledge of truth, it's going to require you to dislike it or hate it. And many people appreciate what they like, enjoy what they like, and they don't want to change it because growth demands change. And change require elevation. Elevation require a move. A move requires separation. Separation requires some people to move into what we call a dispensation or a space.
Yeah.
We need to understand it. So it requires a separation. And then internally, what's in you internally requires you to release what internally back to external, and then external want internal. And then if you ever want eternal power, you have to deal with internal conflict. And people just don't want to deal with themselves. It's easy to say to Prophet Lorraine Matthews, you're doing this. It's easy to say that. It's easy to say that when you don't know Prophet Lorraine Matthews or Mother Sidney. So it's easy to gravitate towards that. When you know something, then you know better and you do better. But when you don't know it, you follow what was told to you by that frequency, those people, the realms, the development. And so people follow what they hear. They don't study what they hear.
Hallelujah.
They
yep.
follow what they hear. They don't study what they hear. So that's why it's easy to manipulate people with religion, doctrines, and doctrines of what we call doctrines, religions, organization. Because when you know the truth should do what? You free.
That's right.
Make you free. It makes you free. But
Amen.
Go ahead, Mama. I'm just doing, we're jumping in there.
Amen.
This is good today.
Yeah, and I think about, glory to God, God is taking me back to, and I go back to just enough today. Hallelujah.
Right there, Mama. Good.
Hallelujah. Even in that stance right there, just another day. And as you stated properly, you add on to that, amen, because you have to complete it, amen. So it's personal, amen, that what God give us. You know, it's early in the morning, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, that he helps us. And just another day, you
yes.
know, God, he helps us, amen. Glory to God, just another day, God is having mercy upon us. Grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Glory to God. Just another day. Amen. And so make it personal, glory to God, unto yourself.
There
you
go.
Because this is the day. Amen. Just another day. This is the day, amen, that the Lord has made. And Mother Sidney, glory to God, is going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Because he made this day. Amen. He formed
Absolutely,
me on this day. And so when we think about glory to God, he said in the beginning, even with just another day, he said, let us make man in our own image and in our own likeness. Amen. Glory
mm-hmm.
to God. Because what he has created something beautifully. Amen. He created something that man could not create it. Amen. On that day. Amen. The fifth day, glory to God. Hallelujah. So he was what? He was getting himself ready for himself. Oh, my. He was getting himself ready for himself. He was preparing himself in the natural, glory to God. Hallelujah. To see his own creation. And so he said, okay, let us make man in his own image and his likeness. So he did that from the depths of the earth. That's another day. And yet on that day, he blew his spirit into man's nostril, and man became a living being, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so yet on that day,
so,
glory to God, that's when God, man, came alive. The God, man, came alive in the garden. The God, man, came alive. But yet there was still something going on in the heavenly. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Something was going on in the heavenly. Glory to God. Satan, amen. Lucifer, hallelujah, the most beautiful angelic angel. I mean, had music coming out of every part of his body. Hallelujah. Angelic. Amen. He started smelling himself. He got beyond
frequency.
Himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, here it is. He wanted to be like God.
Exalted himself.
Yes, he exalted himself above that. I'm like, oh, my God. Amen. And when you exalt yourself so great, amen, you will have a great fall afterward. And he had a great fall afterward. Amen. Here it is. He took a third of the angel. Hallelujah. And here it is. You just said that frequency. That frequency was so strong, amen, that it drew a third of the angels. Glory to God. A third of the angels fell with. He had a great family. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I think about how when animals, certain animals are just dumb. Amen. They are called sheep. They're just dumb. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's why they need a shepherd. They need a shepherd. Hallelujah. They need a shepherd to engage them. They need a shepherd to protect them and bring them back into the fold, because they just going. They just going on, you know. And that's, and saying, not saying dumb, you know, in a negative connotation, glory to God, but they just don't have no sense. They don't have any sense, so they need guidance. Amen. And so here it is. God, he called us sheep. We're his sheep.
Yeah.
Amen. And he's the shepherd of our pasture. And so in his way, yes, unlearned, because we don't know the Father's way. And so we have to stay in his presence. Amen. Glory to God. We have to stay in his presence. Hallelujah. To be what? To be kept. To be kept. What Psalms 91 tells us, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High, hallelujah, shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even when David said, the Lord is my shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And so we say he's a shepherd. I mean, we his sheep. I shall not want. So when, here it is, all the good things that the shepherd gives the sheep, hallelujah, he give them love, he give them protection, he feeds them, he guides them. That's why David said, I shall not want. I mean, he's not wanting for anything. We're not wanting for anything on this day. Amen. Glory to God. Another day. We're not wanting for anything. Hallelujah. And so, and as we, as I speak this, glory to God, so I think about, and dear God said, this is a reminder, man. Didioshaya, God, just heard the Spirit of the Lord. He said, this is just a reminder for you. Glory to God. Amen. Didioshaya, or who I am to you. Glory to God. No matter, you know, the storms that you have gone through, no matter in your life, no matter, amen, in the days coming, in the days past, and today, amen, just another day, glory to God. I got you, and late in my turn, God got me. God has you, amen, so we don't have to worry about the snares of the devil, amen. We don't have to worry about people shooting arrows at us, God. We don't have to worry about those things, because those things, they come to make us, amen, glory to God, and they come to bring distraction, hallelujah. And so when we think about how Jesus, you know, when he was up on the earth and when he said, follow me, amen, glory to God, he knew everybody's thoughts. He knew everybody's history. Amen. Glory to God. But yet he wanted them to follow him without him even telling them about who they were or who he is. It was more of a trust. Look at my life, amen. Look at me. Amen. But yet you didn't understand who I was. Amen. Here. And he was trying to bring them the truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was trying to bring them up under the, thank you, Lord, up under the law. Because you couldn't prosper under the law, glory to God. You were always in bondage under the law. Yes. Glory to God.
Under the
law. He said, I had to come away to do with the law. He said, but I came, I had to come away to do away with the law. But he said, I came to fulfill it. He said, I came to fulfill it, because God allowed Moses, the penitent, those are the laws. He had to have some guidance, but yet they took it and the understanding of it wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The meaning of it, they took it. It was a law. Amen. Because if you break the law, glory to God, and we have laws of the land on today, it's to bring balance and keep chaos out. Amen. Because if you didn't have law, the world would have been like, what, the Wild Wild West. They did everything whenever they wanted to. Glory to God, because what? There was no law. There was no law. They took the law in their own hand. So when we look back in our history, when people take the law back in their own hand, glory to God, I mean, it brings devastation. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And when they find out the truth, they ain't waiting on no truth. Because what? They got anger and they got bitterness. Amen. You could tell a lie on somebody, you in your bed, sleep. Here it is. You got an entourage of people, glory to God, at your door, ready to kill you, ready to indict you. Because what? Someone said a lie because they was of a so-called superior race. It was a lie. It was a lie. And then when they find out it was the truth, oh, we're sorry. Sorry is not going to bring a person back. Sorry. No, no, no. They go and they say, oh, well, they'll try to justify. They'll try to justify, well, you know, he probably was going to do that anyway. Oh, my God. No. And so God is trying to bring us back to who we are. Amen. We're peculiar people. We're made in his image. Amen. Glory to God. We don't have a stony heart. He didn't create us with a stony heart. He created us with a heart of flesh. Amen. Glory to God. Of compassion, of love, because God is love. Mm-hmm. Because when he blew his spirit into man's nostril, man became a living being. Amen. Mm-hmm. It was the love of God. It was God's love. It was his character. It was everything about who he is. Amen. Glory to God. He blew, I am. I am that I am. Oh, my. Yeah. I am that I am. That's who he blew inside of his spirit. I am. That's why we could say, I am sent. I am that I am. I am sent. Well, who sent you? I am sent. I am. Sent me. I am that I am. Hallelujah. Yeah. And that's for all of us. Amen. Believers of Jesus Christ. Amen. Born again. Hallelujah. But it was meant for all creation. Hallelujah. Our world was not supposed to be like this. Amen. But sin, because of sin. Hallelujah. Because of sin, but yet, as you talked about the frequency on yesterday, prophet, amen, God is bringing us higher. Did he owe Shia, God? I just heard ground zero. Ah, man, did he owe Shia? Ground zero. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bringing everything back to itself. Everything back to itself. Everything that is not of God, God, is going to be burned up. It's going to be burned up. It's going to be quenched in the fire. Glory to God. And so God is preparing us. He's preparing us. Amen. Mm-hmm. He has the prophets. Amen. Out on the earth speaking. Amen. Glory to God. What's to come? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't understand it, just research it and just wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. Again, I say wait. Just wait. Amen. And while you're waiting, just be prayerful. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God is not telling us, okay, to put our trust in man, but trust the God that's in the man or woman. Amen. Look at their lifestyle. Glory to God. Look at the lifestyle. And so do research. Be prayerful. Seek the Lord. Ask God what the person is saying. Your spirit will bear witness if it's good. If you got the same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, if you got that spirit, because there is some spirit that are lurking around here. There is some different spirits, similar spirits that are familiar spirits that are out there that people have. And I tell you, they will fool some of the best of the best sometimes.
I tell you, mother.
They will fool the best of the best. That's why you got to be careful in this day and time who you engage with. You have to be careful Glory to God, in this day and hour, who you allow into your circle, you have to be careful.
Glory to God.
Because you got some, amen, that are sheep, but they are in wolf clothing. You got wolves, but they are sheep and wolf. They are wolves in sheep clothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when a person reveals their identity, you better believe it. You better believe it.
Yes,
when God shows you something, you better take it at face value because it is what it is. Glory to God. And what we kind of miss it sometimes, we try to fix people. We can't fix people. Hallelujah. We can't fix people. We could fix things, but we got to have the instruction in order to fix the thing. Amen. We can't fix people. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can just counsel. Hallelujah. You can counsel them. That's it, but we can't fix them. It's going to take a God thing. It's going
to
take a changing of the heart. It's going to take a changing of the mind and the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, it's going to take a baptism. You have to be born again. You got to be born again of the water and the spirit. You got to be. It's a must. It really is a must. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a must.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that's why the word of God tells us when we are that, when we're born again, amen, then we realize we're able to walk in that peculiar people. We're able to walk in and say that we're that city that sit on the hill. Amen. And we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Because when you think about salt, hallelujah, glory to God, salt is a preservative. Salt allow our food to taste a little better. They use salt from generation to generation, from generation down the line. Salt is used in everything. Look at your ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your ingredients. Salt is in everything. You can't get away from salt. Some form of salt. Hallelujah. And so guess what? God is in everything.
All things.
He created it. God is in all things, everything up on the earth. Glory to God. And so we invite you this morning to engage with us. Once again, this is open forum. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. A place, amen, where you can encounter. You can have an encounter with the Spirit of the Lord on this morning. Early this morning, early this morning, Mother Sinai, I didn't get up on this telephone to play with you on this morning. I'm not going to play no telephone. No. I continue to be asleep. But this is the day God woke me up this morning. This is the day, amen, that you can have a great encounter with the Lord. Wherever you may be at. And so we admonish you. We invite you, amen, to this open forum table. Glory to God on the conference line. Just *6 and come right on in on the Blog Talk Radio. Press 1 on your dial. Amen. And just like Michael Jackson does, just moonwalk on in today. Hallelujah. That's a sly move right there. That's a smooth move, amen. Just slide on, come on in, amen, with us. Amen. Glory to God and engage with us because the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on this morning. Amen. You think about a form of people around the table. It's a global form. This is a global form. This is a global invitation. Amen. Glory to God. It's invited to whosoever will come. Whosoever will come. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, Prophet Matthew, God is expanding your territory on that Facebook. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because it's this person that I knew from, that I know from Facebook, and has a ministry in Pakistan. I saw him on your live last night. I said, what? I said, what is Sean doing here? Amen. Glory to God. I said, oh, my God. I said, he's a follower. I said, wow, such a small world. He came right on in. Amen. Glory to God. He has a ministry over there. Amen. Where he ministered to orphanage. Amen. He has an orphanage over there. And it's just beautiful. I have so many pictures. Amen. Him and the orphanage. Amen. Glory to God. And so it's just such a small world. Amen. With God. Have you at right now? Glory to God. Because see, that's a platform. That's a platform. Glory to God. Because in that instant, you might not be able to go over to Pakistan at the moment. Glory to God. But God has given you access to Pakistan through the social media, the media. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now think about when Isaiah, when he said that he saw something strange in the sky, he couldn't identify what that was. It was strange looking to him. Hallelujah. But I believe it was a satellite. I believe it was a satellite. Mother said, I just believe it was a satellite. He couldn't even describe it. It was strange to him. It was something that he saw up in the sky. Amen. Glory to God. So God was showing him how the future of the earth, how the gospel is going to be preached, and how many people around the world are going to have access. You might not be able to physically go into their country, glory to God, but the gospel will be heard around the world. Amen. So if the gospel is going to be heard around the world, God had to create something. He had to give mankind some type of creativity to do that. He has to put it in them, because he already see what he's going to do to get the gospel around the world. Because this world is God's world. Man didn't create that. God created everything. God give you that creativity. Hallelujah. And so we just tap it into God himself.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. You just look at the, just look at mankind, all the talents that they have on the inside of them. And how God opened up the avenues, amen, and doors and opportunity. Glory to God. And so here it is, that gospel. So he's using you in this hour, Prophet Matthew, in this hour, this time. Amen. How many did he say, God, to generate. Mm-hmm. You're generating the wealth higher in the atmosphere for you generating. He said you're a generator. Mom, did he say, God, you're a generator, glory to God. A generator, what? It keeps things going. It keeps things going. So when the power is out, that generator kicks in. He said that spirit, amen, that generator said when your power, when man's power is depleted, the spirit of the living God, now that generator, it has to kick in. It keeps you going. Glory to God. When others cannot keep going.
That's good.
What matter is this? Amen. Glory to God. But yet, as a reserve, amen, as a backup. Oh, my God, as a glory to God. God, utilize you, amen, in that way, in the ministry, amen, that he has given you. Glory to God. It's so profound. It's so profound that it cannot be copied. It cannot be copied. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God, because it won't have the same power. Glory to God. In the Oshaya, he said it won't have the same flavor. Amen. That's why it can't be copied. Glory to God. That's what he said. You're like a secret. Come on. Na-na-na-na. Hiya. Thank you, Lord God. He said you're like a secret recipe. Yes, God, you're like a secret recipe. Yes, God. God. He said you're like a secret recipe. God. He said, but there's only a few. Yes, God. He said, but there's only a few. Glory to God. We'll be able to understand the recipe. Glory to God that he has given you. Glory to God, that only want to be able to disciple it and understand it. Glory to God, but never, never, glory to God, will it be the same, glory to God. It will be similar, because they're understanding it. They're able to produce it, amen, after its own kind, but it will always be a little different. To God, but yet in that secret, it had you're that foundation, that secret recipe. Oh, glory to God. He said you're that secret recipe for the world. Oh my, na-na-na-na-haya. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come right on in. Glory to God, because God is here. God is doing something for his people, Lord, today. He has done. Amen.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. He has done. Amen. It's Isaiah 60. Amen. He said, let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise today and let his enemy be scattered. Because when God arise up in you, the enemy is scattered. Oh, mom, none of the Oshaya. The enemy is scattered.
That's it, mother.
He scattered. Hiya, the Oshaya. Oh, glory to God. The Oshaya, God. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Hallelujah. So you don't have to be fruitful. Oh, my, the Oshaya, God. You don't have to be weary and well-doing on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Hallelujah. Let God and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, it's in your hand, Father. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord.
Mother, you're on something.
I'm going to shout. Hallelujah.
What we'll do, Mother, we'll take a commercial. We'll take a commercial, and we'll come right back. Okay, Mother? We'll come right back. You are.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you. Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Laron Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. Well, we're back. And Mother, you're on to something very powerful here. But we want to open the floor for anyone to have a question for us. If you have a question that you would like to ask us that Mother Thelma, Cindy, or myself, we will be able to try to answer it, give you a biblical-based answer based upon the authenticity of our experience in life, missions, and journey, and even our relationship with the Lord. We'd like to do that as well for you today. If you have a comment that you would like to make, we want that to be really brief. In the history, we've allowed comments to go further than they need to go, deeper than they need to be, and longer than they should have. So if you have a question for us, we'll take your question and try to get your answer. If you have a comment, we want you to be real brief with your comment at this time. Those of you who are listening on the blog side, you're listening Blog Talk Radio over there on that side, we just need you to hit one on your dial over there if you're over there on the blog side. If you're over here on the conference line, what we'll do, just hit star 6 and come in. Do we have any questions? Amen. Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you also. I was calling on to see if it's okay we can interpret a dream that I had.
Yeah, go ahead and share it with Mother Sydney and I. We'll do the best we can with it. Amen.
Okay. I had this dream.
Hold on, just a quick second. You're listening in, Mother?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, we're ready. Go ahead.
I had this dream in the wee hours Tuesday morning, and in this dream, I seen it was a ground opening. It was the size of a casket. I didn't see no casket, and I didn't see any women in this dream either. But the scenery was dark, very, very dark, but there was the ground opening, and in this ground, in this dirt, I can some old wood. Not the scenery, it was like some old, ancient, old, back in the day stuff. I can also see a old black car. Like when I was a little girl, they had these old black cars, almost on a Batman style. Like I can see that in the dream also. And there was a lot of men. These men was very, very dark. Very dark. And I'm hearing them saying something about roots, something like that. And I also heard them saying, give me those numbers. I need these numbers. Give me the numbers. Call out the numbers. And in the dream, I could see the numbers so clearly. And the number was written on this black car, but it was written in white chalk, as if you went to I want to say like a savage or junkyard, and they have the numbers written on the car in chalk. And that's the way I saw it written on this black car in the dream. It was written in white chalk. And he was saying, call out the numbers, call out the numbers. I need the numbers, call out those numbers. And the numbers that I seen written on this card in white chalk was 55907. So I woke up out of that dream, and I'm like, God, what's the meaning of this? What is this? But afterwards, I went back. You see, I dozed back on to sleep, and I can see like different stuff, different faith, this demonic stuff. It was like different demonic things that I was seeing. So I jumped up, and I started rebuking it, and I sent it to the pits of hell. I was rebuking it in the earth, beneath the earth, around the earth, above the earth. I just started rebuking it. It was almost at the point where I was almost to close my eyes to go, you know, to go back to sleep. And when I did close my eyes on this third time, all I seen was a mouth, like someone's mouth. And I could see the teeth. And I saw smoke coming out of that mouth. But the smoke was like if someone smoked a cigarette and they held that smoke in their mouth. And it just let it come out slowly. That's the kind of smoke that I seen, like, coming out of the mouth. But the smoke was kind of like a whitish color. And all this happened on the same morning. And sometimes I'm afraid to close my eyes sometimes because of things that I be seeing. So if you all can probably explain.
All right. That's a lot to the dream. It's a lot of pieces to the dream. So what I've heard is that the ground opened.
It's like they dug the ground. It's like these men did an opening in the ground. And it was the shape of like the size of a casket. But like I said, I didn't see no casket at all, but that was the shape of it, the way they had dug it open. And I can see the dirt was so dark, so dark, old dirt, old muddy dirt, you know, like, and I can see in that dirt old wood, some old pieces of wood. I saw this old black car sitting right there by this old black car. It was saying, give me those numbers, call out those numbers, call out those numbers. And in a dream, I've seen the numbers are written on the hood of a car, but it's written in white chalk.
Good. You said the car, what color the car was, you said?
The car was black. It was an old time car. Way back when I was a little girl. These men was real dark. I didn't see any women. It was just men, and it was dark as if somebody all on them. I don't know if you remember the little show that used to come on Shirley Temple, and she used to do the little tap dancing with the colonel and how dark he was. That was the color of those men.
They had all black faces.
Yeah, all black. Burnt up black.
Okay. Mother, did you want to tap into any of that information? What I have is the number to 55907. What I see is the ground opening. These were men who dug open. The setting was old. The writings on a car, old car, a black car, and all the men were very, very black, dark man. Only thing I could just perceive, because I actually looked back down on my paper, and the word I heard, Grand Withers. The word I heard was Grand Withers. Either Grand Withers digging, and they're looking, and they're searching. They're digging up. The word just shift came in my spirit, meaning grand wizards. Indeed, our cities were old. So what they're dealing with, what I'm looking at is, you say old and you said a car, looked like cars with horns on there. So what I'm assuming this was a Cadillac, because back in the day they had these Cadillacs with these long horns on them, a hearse, and they had long horns on them. And so what I'm seeing is that we are dealing with ancient things right now. What's going on is you're dealing with strong ancient, what the world is, these secret societies, high-ranking grand wizards, grand masters, worshipful masters, who are needing the sacred codes to what's going on because of the confusion. So what they're doing, they're trying to dig for information. They're searching to dig for information from the old place. They're digging from the old place. They're masking themselves. They're all masking themselves. These are men who are masking themselves from the old place, digging up information that they have or that they're trying to bring together. They're trying to match it all together. Now, oftentimes they have lodges that have different numbers in them. When you say 55907, 55907, those are, in terms of numbers, very powerful numbers here, but they're encrypted. So these are encryption. Numbers that are encrypted, they all are encrypted in code. So all of these numbers are encrypted here. When you use number systems, you're dealing with frequencies, and so you have these numbers that are important, and so you have 55919. You have all of these numbers together, and they come together total of 26. When you add them all together, you get 26. And so you're looking at numbers, but you're looking at alphabet. And 5, 10, 19, 26. And these numbers, grace, manifestation, birthing, completion, 26. And you're bringing these numbers are connecting themselves to something very critical, and it's explaining something, but it's letting us know something in the earth realm, or what God is revealing to you. For some apparent reason, it just hit my spirit when you dealt with 26. Now, the 26th Amendment of the Constitution deal with youth voting rights. That just hit my spirit. And it's critical to understand this portion of the world The number 26 is also important for many of us to understand what we're dealing with as it relates to things. 26 numbers in the alphabet, 26. There is a clear distinguish of something happening in the Vatican. That's a symbol of 26, because you think of cardinals, priests. When you're putting all these together, God is revealing to the world what the secret society trying to do as it relates to this time in the land. And it's clearly distinguished what you said. You saw the writing in white. You saw the carved in black. And you saw an opening, them digging. It was like a casket fire. And the setting was an old setting. So all of these things are based upon old events, ancient spirits manifesting themselves in our time. And we're watching all of these things being dug up again. What demon spirit does to people always go to the deepest of the deepest area to try to use whatever it can to change the time, the season of events. All of these things, I'll sum it up as this. Whatever's going on, it's to pervert, it's to release, and it's to create another diversion while they're trying their best to change the events and the timing, because everything is being exposed right now and being revealed right now. Everything's been exposed and revealed right now. And so from that place, what I would call grand dragons or grand masters are trying to dig up other ways to change the time, the cycles, and the events in the earth realm. And for most of them, it's actually too late. When you kept saying, they need those numbers, they need those numbers, they need those numbers and sequence of events so that they can do what they need to do in a time and a timetable that they have to do them in. I don't know how much this makes sense to you, and I don't know if Mother has something she would like to add to it, or somebody from the audience may want to add something to this as well, too. That's the best I can do in that area. Go ahead, Mother.
That's deep right there. But what, and you did hit it, because many things that got my attention was stood out to me. But you talked about the ancient things, Mm-hmm. Amen. Because I think about she dreamed this. And so God speaking to her in her subconscious state about something, amen, glory to God, that's dealing with the ancient ways, ancient things, glory to God. And so even when you talked about the number, and I'm hearing there's an urgency mm-hmm. because that which used to work is not working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That which is used to work is not working anymore. And so there lays something, it's an underlying problem there and their urgency. Because that which was used to work, it's not working anymore. Glory to God. And so it's a revealing, amen, you said the numbers. And you talked about those numbers, amen. Glory to God. And so here is the writing is on the wall, amen. And so in those numbers and those ancient things, and that which used to work is not working anymore. They don't have that reassurance. There's no comfort there. It's an urgency and a little chaos going on because if those numbers not identified to them, they don't have the number that thing that used to work is not going to work. And you said it's a society, it's a secret, amen, that being revealed, word to God, and she dreamed this, and that is that God is saying something, and it's even more deeper with that that's being revealed for nation, amen, but that something is being revealed through her, about her, glory to God, hallelujah, and about something that used to work that's not going to work anymore. Some things that you used to do is not working anymore. So that which was old, amen, where if you try to bring it to the present, it's not going to work anymore. Ancient, amen, when you hear ancient and you dream about something ancient, amen, even with ancient ruins, amen, that that been destroyed, that has been warned, it serves no purpose anymore. And so the overall ancient thing, and it's still in the same realm of what Prophet was talking about, but Prophet went a little deeper, glory to God. And so it still talks about the ancient rituals, amen, the ancient things that used to rule people, glory to God, and where they had the power, amen, some power, but not all power, and some power. That's not going to work anymore. It's coming to ruin. It's coming to an end. And so they're in chaos now because what? They need the code. They need more answers. Amen. And so bottom line, even in that dream, look within your own self too. Look within yourself. Hallelujah. And look at your life. That's a powerful dream. Papa gave a deep interpretation of it. But me, Mother Sydney, I'm like, okay, God, what is it? Let me look inside me, even my own self. But she gave me that dream. It's in my subconscious here. You're revealing something. It's something in me. Is something coming? Is something that's not working? Amen. Glory to God. And I look back at Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter and the seventh. It says, for in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers, vanity, but fear thou God. Glory to God. And so basically, you know, is an answer in the dream, but in the dream, don't rely so heavily on the dream itself to guide you, but yet God's giving you an answer. But fear God and ask God what is being said. And it's through the word of God. So you might have Menendioshaya. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say you have a lot of dreams. You have a lot of dreams, Lord. Menendioshaya, God. Put your hope in the dream. Don't put your hope in your dreams that you dream about. But yet, continue to seek after him. Because you have a lot of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And you seek a lot of interpretations of your dreams. And so those dreams are within you. And God is speaking to you. Word to God. So fear God and seek God. Because your spirit will bear witness. Your spirit will bear witness.
I even believe even with what I said there. I just want to go back to that point there. From what was revealed, based upon what I shared, did what I shared with you, even before Mother Sydney shared what she shared, but did what I shared with you, did that make sense? What I was sharing with you. Did that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
Okay. And the other thing that was dropped in my spirit, and I try not to go deep into all of these things as well, but when you look at these numbers and you deal with the number 5, 5, 9, then the 0, then 7. You have to understand how grand mastery is done. It's done in what we call, what they call degrees. And these certain degrees open you up to certain levels. And then when you get these numbers together, you talk about being just all men, you were all men covered men. And these rituals that have been done, when you look at the 26th degree of what we call Freemasonry, it opens you up to understand ancient secrets of what is hidden deep down, because these men were asking for numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed these numbers to understand their pillars, their rankings, and their position. So it's critical to be sensitive in this season as you have, and to understand what we're dealing with and what is before us as it relates to the world secret societies. And the list goes on from many perspectives around the world in our time. Yeah, would that help you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. And can I just share one more thing?
Sure.
Something else? Okay, this was something that happened last month. I went to go take care of some business, and when I walked in the place, the lady at the desk, she said, go wait in the waiting area. You can go wait in the waiting area right there. So when I get to the waiting area, there has a whole lot of chairs, a whole lot of seats, this long table where you can charge your phone up and everything. So it was me, and maybe I think it was one, two, and it was three more people that was in there. Now, mind you, I said there's a lot of chairs. But they had this little small round table, and they had two little chairs that was to that table. So I didn't want to sit in a regular chair. I said, well, I'll go sit to the table. I didn't put my purse on top of the table and just sit right there. So I'm sitting there, and I got on my phone, and I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone. And so when I'm talking to her on the phone, she was saying, Gail, she said,
I had this dream this morning, and she said, this is the third time I had this same dream over and over. And she said, my ex-husband keeps coming to me in my dream, and he keeps saying, it's something I want to tell you, something I want to talk to you about. And she said, but I don't know what it is. She said, but I picked up that and he's going to say that he's going to get married again. And I said, no, that's not what I'm picking up. I said, I'm picking up that he wants to tell you something what the doctor told him. And it's not no good news. He wants to tell you that the doctor said he's not going to be here long. But I wanted to mention to her about cancer. But I held back. I held back on saying the word cancer, but I noticed when I'm telling her, I'm saying he's not going, the doctor says he's not going to be here long. I noticed when I looked up, I'm looking at this man, this older man. I can't really see his face. It's just this older man walking toward my direction, and he had this three-piece rust-color-looking church suit on. He has this church hat on. And he's walking in my direction. I'm thinking, oh, he's probably just going to walk behind me, look at the window or something. But I'm on the phone talking to her. And like I said, I didn't mention the word cancer, but she mentioned the word cancer. And I say, I want to tell you that, but I just was holding back on that. I didn't know how to say that to you. But as I'm talking to her, I noticed this man, like I said, coming my way. And I didn't realize. I tilt my head, turned the other way, too. I didn't realize that that man came sit right at this little bitty small table that I'm sitting at. And so when I kind of turn my head, glance around, I'm saying in my head, why is this man sitting at this table? And he's sitting there, and his head is down, and he's looking at the floor. His head is down. He's not saying anything. And at that moment, I felt a strong presence. And I'm talking to her and I'm going in tongues because of that presence was so strong. And I'm telling her again, I say, well, he wants to say he's not going to be here long. So when I said that again, the man got up and he walked off. Now, you only can go out to the left. But this man went to the right. And I'm telling her on the phone, I say, this man just sit at this little table with me. I say, this is strange. I say, because all these seating they have, he just came to this table and he sits with his head down. I said, she said, well, where is he now? I say, got up. I say, he's gone to the right. I say, there's nothing to the right. I said, you don't even have a door to go out to the right, but this man went to the right. So at this point, I'm just looking to see if he's going to come from behind that wall area, but he didn't. So they called my name, so it's time for me to leave. I have to go to the left. I tilt my head to look to over in that direction, like, where did this person go? And it was this strong presence that I could not shake this thing off. Even when I went out in my car, that presence, I just felt that strong presence, and I was just constantly just speaking in tongues. I could not shake that thing off. Later on that day, I went to get my little son from school. Okay, dropped him off at home. I had to leave again, go get the grandkids. So as I'm driving my car, I could smell this very, very strong smell of Listerine mouthwash in my car. And I'm like, I don't have mouthwash in my car. I'm looking through my rear mirror. I'm like, no one is in this car. And I roll my glass down to see if I'm smelling it from the outside. No, roll my glass back up. That a strong Listerine mouthwash smell came again. And I'm like, God, what is this? What is this? Oh, this happened on the same day. What is this? This smell that I'm smelling? This person comes sit at this little table, and he's sitting with his head down. Just looking at the floor, not saying anything. I mean, that presence, it was a certain presence that I felt. And I couldn't understand it.
Dream?
No.
There's something that happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, the Lord is always, from, let me just ask you this, and then we'll just go ahead on. What did you perceive from that when God showed you that, or what he revealed to you? Because this is now going from unconscious dreams to the conscious, so you're actually seeing these things. What do you perceive is being revealed to you from this place? What do you perceive he was showing you? Because you were talking to the woman. Do you perceive that the angel visits you to release to you what needed to be shared with this woman concerning her fate as it relates to her family matter here? And it was a because angels visit us, but the Bible said be very careful that we don't entertain them unawarely. So there are things that, excuse me, that will be revealed to us.
At the moment,
God would allow us to see. Go ahead.
Yeah, at that moment when I was talking to her, and like I said, I was speaking in tongues, and I think I remember telling her, I say, I don't know. I say, this person sit there. I say, and I'm only noticing he came in on the part when I say it's not going to be here long. He left out on the part when I say it's not going to be here long. And I'm saying, I told her, I say, I don't know if that was for that person to hear, for them, or I don't know if that was for your ex-husband, you know. I say, but I can't shake this feeling off. I can't shake it. This presence is so, so strong right now. And all I knew, I was just, you know, just speaking in tongues, going in tongues. And I got in my car and said, God, what was that? Who was that person? Who was that person? I said, was that an angel? That's what came to my mind in my car. I said, that could have been an angel. But they said, just at that table, and you got like 30 chairs. You could have went there any way you wanted. You just came right at this little, small, little bitty table where I'm sitting there, not saying anything, just sitting there with the head looking to the floor, not saying anything at all. And then he easily just got up when I said it's not going to be here long. He just easily got up and just walked on off. He walked off. I'm looking at him walking off to the right, and I'm like, it's nothing to the right. There's only one way to come in here. It's nothing that way. And I'm tilting my head to see would he come back. He didn't come back, so when he called my name, I turned around, I peeked around the curtain. No, it's nothing around there. I said, that had to be an angel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I got those smells the same day. Listerine mouthwash that I could smell was so strong in my car, so, so strong. It almost, I would have almost thought that someone was in that car with me, you know, talking. A blonde in breath, I could smell mouthwash. But no one, I turned around looking in my back seat. I said, there's no one back there behind me. No one on my passenger side.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I hope the first dream that gave you clarity and understanding. The second dream, that's a little more detailed because it was from a more of a conscious standpoint. I would say something to that one a little bit more, but that would probably be for a different timing. Because when you're tapping, when God is revealing to you dreams, he's opening you up to understand more clearly. What's going on in the conscious state, not the unconscious state, because dreams are the unconscious, the natural, the conscious. So he's revealing to you something in the environment that is coming to you. And rather it's, you have to understand dream realm and the natural realm. How, because when you're talking about death and you're talking about leading and you're talking about those strengths and then imagery, you have to understand the spirit of astral projection and be able to understand the difference between angelic and astral projection in operation in those areas. And as I think Mother mentioned, in your, because you said you were speaking in tongues, when you have a little more time, let the Lord speak to you and give you more clarity of what you need to understand about this particular event, because I think you said this is about a month and a half ago. So he'll reveal to you all of those other details about what's going on around you and what he wants to reveal to you in the conscious state that's happening in your environment around you as it relates to people, as it relates to things, and as it relates to events that are going on. Yeah, because he's doing a lot of revealing right now, and he's doing a lot of revealing, he's doing a lot of exposing, and he's doing a lot of revealing us to us too, revealing us to us about what's going on as well. So there's a lot that's coming as it relates to events that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. And, so okay. I hope that was able to help you.
Yes.
And I think sometimes when people share things, it will become more clear what God is saying. Because mm-hmm. I think as you're explaining it, some things are coming to clear understanding even for you. Even mm-hmm. more, and getting you a clear understanding of those things as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And thank you all so much.
Amen. Bless you on today.
Amen. I didn't hear you, Marcus. I didn't hear you.
She said she didn't hear you. Did you say something, Mother?
No, I just said God bless her.
Well, God bless you also.
Amen. Bless you. Yeah. All right. Well, people of God, this is open forum on today. And definitely God is speaking, especially, and Mother kicked us off today. She's been dealing many things, and what did you start us off with, Mother, on today? You brought it. The Lord told you, just another day. But you did this word, just another. So, amen. Just another day. Just another day. Yeah, you know, people of God, the spirit world is a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
Especially in our dream realm, in our conscious state, and what we deal with. And it is so important for the believers to really have clear understanding of what we see, what we experience, and even what we know. Because principalities and power, they are horrendous at their assault on the conscious as well as the unconscious state of things. And they are always on an assignment to victimize us, to gather us in, and to use their own ritual tactics on us to shift us. And then we don't have people who can explain it to us, interpret it to us, or give us clarity. We can miss it because the spirit of astral projection, micromancy, these are forces, demonic principalities and forces that are so real in their playing or their rituals or their hidden rituals that they're involved with. And that's why it's important for us as believers to really tap in to that presence of God, that he will reveal to us the events, the timetables, and what the enemy desired to do, whether through us, in us, or around us, or on our behalf. Because one of the things the enemy is doing, and it's not indictment, it's what we shared today, one of the things that the enemy will do is he'll remember covenants that people made and sacrifice that people made, or even things in our bloodline. He visits those areas, and he will come to see if those areas are available or open to us. And a lot of stuff we don't necessarily know, especially as believers, to the detail of these ancient demonic spirits that are in operation. So God is awesome when it comes to him revealing and showing and releasing to us all that is going on from these principalities and power and forces and demonic spirits in high places. So we thank God for his power to reveal, his power to show what is going on. Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you for sharing as well, woman of God. Amen. All right. Anyone else have a question and comment for us? We'll take a quick commercial and we'll come back. And we'll be right back.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Laron Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. Well, we're back. God bless each and every one of us. And we thank God for what God is doing and how he's revealing many things to us as believers in the land. He's showing himself mightily to us in many of these areas so we can have an understanding of what is transpiring around them for the kingdom of God. Anyone else, do they have a question and comment for us or today?
Good morning, Pastor Matthews. Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning
to the people of God. I want to ask a question based on an open vision that I received, because I'm trying to, or asking the Lord to give me understanding as it relates to the symbolic of what I saw, the symbolism of what I saw. I saw a menorah in my dream, and I looked it up in scripture as well, and I think the first mention of it was in Exodus 25 when God gave Moses the template to build the Ark of the Covenant. And the menorah was a piece of the instruments or the tools or the furniture that was in the ark. So in the vision, I actually went through a door. And when I went through a door, I was in a garden. And I was in the garden, but I was moving around like a little girl, like dancing around like a little girl. And I felt like a strong wind came upon me. And when I felt the wind, I was like, wow, this is different. And then I heard a voice saying, that's the Ruach HaKodesh. That's the Spirit of God blowing on you. And then from there, I started to see warfare in the heavens. Because I saw angels that were, like, fighting. And I saw, like, a sword, but the sword looked like fire. And from there I saw an image of Jesus. I believe it's Jesus. I'm not sure. But in the image of Jesus, I saw his heart was on fire. It was like flames were around his heart. And he said, this is an invitation to be baptized in my fire. From there, I begin to see a lot of angelic activity, and I believe the Lord said to me, I asked the angel his name, but he didn't give me his name. He gave me his function, and I don't remember if he said preserver or sustainer. From there, the Lord told me to urge so it can begin to contract because the old regime is coming down and is about to do something new. Certain parts of the vision was very clear, some parts I'm uncertain about. But then I saw the menorah, and I don't necessarily understand if it's really based on some of what I've researched thus far. The menorah represents the light of God, and it also can represent the sevenfold manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But when I saw the menorah, the word that I heard in the dream was, don't be as the five foolish virgins, but be as the five wise virgins. And then he said, prophesy to children from the ages of 4 to 12. And in the dream, I was praying and prophesying over them. And then I heard the sound of a water, but it sounded like tumultuous water. And then I heard the Lord said, the voice of the Lord is like the sound of many waters. And he said, speak to the sleeping church and tell her ears to open so she can hear the sound of the water. And then he said that I should pray for the children, as I said, between the ages of 4 and 12. Wow. And then I saw, like, this body of water that was flowing it's like a tumultuous flow. It was really rough. And then outside of that, I started seeing children coming out, but they were wrapped like babies. They were wrapped in, like, they were swaddled like a blanket. But they were coming out of this body of water, and they were coming out, many, many, many children. And then the vision stopped. So my question is rooted in the menorah. What's the significance of the menorah? If you could shed some light on that.
Well, did you want to say something about that? The menorah or the Hanukkah, the Hanukkah menorah or the Hanukkah, the symbol of the candlelight is during the 8 days of the Jewish holiday, Hanukkah. And the symbol of it symbolizes the 8 nights or holidays, and each night one more light is lit than the previous night until the final night of all 8 branches are ignited. The 9th branch holds the candle. It's called the Shema, the helper or the servant who used the light for the other lights. The Hanukkah, the Morah commemorates the distinct of the seven branches of the Mora used in the ancient temple in Jerusalem. Among the seven branches, the Mora of the Star of David is among the most widely produced article of Jewish ceremonial art. So that's what that is. But I want to share this because this is what the Lord gave me yesterday. And it's most of you all who follow me today, when I came, I did my live last night. This is what the Lord gave me, and it probably may bear witness to what you're saying today. There's a frequency change in the universe, in the earth realm. And I put the sound that will trap you. Be careful that the sound does not trap you. What we have is we have all sounds in the entire universe, in the earth realm, has changed. There's a changing. And Mother, you would follow me. So many other ones follow me. Some from other countries would follow me. And I was breaking down Dr. Watt, gospel music, praise and worship, sheet music, quartet music, Christian music. There is a change of the soundtrack. R&B, rhythm in the body is changing. Hip-hop, the hip-hop is changing. It would be a name change, just like Jacob when he wrestled with the angel all night and the angel hit him in his hip and asked him, what's your name? And he calls him Israel. In Jacob Ladder, the changing. Rap music is changing. That would be the season of the wrapping, of the changing of mantles and garments. How is it changing? Because God is bringing people back to the original place of the Ark of the Covenant or his sound. Rock and roll is changing because it's the stand of the tribes of the rock, the symbol of the rock. The changing of the rock. Country music is changing because the nation is changing and the industry is changing. Jazz industry is changing because of the trumpet, the sound, the frequency. All is changing. We are the greatest frequency changing. Then he took me over to the book of Genesis chapter number 11 when he saw that everybody was one. And he came down and he did what? He confused, or he came down and changed the language. He saw that the people were one. Notice this. He said he saw that the people were one. And when he saw that they were one, Genesis chapter number 11, and they were trying to build a name. Listen to this. They were trying to build a name. Here's what God did. Here's what he said in that particular verse. He said they were trying to build a city and a tower whose top may reach up to heaven. And he said, let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad in the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now, nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go, let us go down and confound their language, that they may not understand one another. Now, what you're watching in the earth realm, it start with Israel. Now, what's going on right now in Israel is the United States gave Israel $24 billion for war. Now they're in a war, and they're starting war, and they're doing what are they doing now? What is the term I want to use? They're doing horrendous things to the Palestinians over there. And the United Nations and all the other countries that are coming together to tell them to call the ceasefire because what you're doing is not right. It's illegal. I said 3 weeks ago, I told the people, say it again, I'm sorry.
Genocide,
there it is. Thank you. That's the perfect word for it. So here you have the president of the United States, the president who's trying to run the United States, but somebody else is running him. is telling them now, ceasefire. And they just had a major meeting in the UN about this, and they told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, you need to have a ceasefire, because what you're doing, you're just killing these people now. These are people y'all just going in there. Y'all just doing genocide. What you're watching is you're watching all of these people who were once one, not only there, this is global, this is part of Bill Gates, the Nobel birthday, high-ranking family, secret society. All of these people who thought they were going to become one, God is confusing them now. Because how many know in June, America gave them $24 billion, and they were all in support. Y'all remember that? They were all supporting what Israel was doing. Everybody was behind Israel, behind this diabolical spirit. People were even praying for them. All of this, now all of a sudden, where we at? Where's the support at? Because the truth is being revealed. Why? Because God is changing the frequency. Those who were once united in the front are now. Look at New Zealand. Look at France. Look at England. All of them in total disagreement with it. Wait a minute. But in just June, July, August, September, October, November, December, you guys just said you were supporting Israel. You were behind them 100%. What changed? Because, see, the one world order, which people are talking about, will never be a one world order. You can sit in your seat and you can create what you want. God will never let a one world order ever exist. It will never happen. The matrix that you're in, your illusion may create it. Your numerology may create it. There's only so much satanic spirits will be able to happen. You're watching the greatest frequency change in the earth realm, especially after December 15th through the 25th, because that's a heavy time in terms of pagan festival activity, demonic principalities, power, ruling, ancient spirits. And go ahead and Google that and study that yourself. All of these spirits that are happening, and you, and many people are dealing with utter confusion. People got to even be careful, because, and this is no indictment to anybody, people got to even be careful in their own dream world, what they're picking up, what they're digesting, what they're taking in, because the forces are horrendous right now, especially in the earth realm, in the dream realm. And then there's a clear place that God is revealing himself to us in the estate of what he's preparing us for in the coming weeks, in the coming year. I want to further add this. As I was ending, I said several things. I said, we have to pray for our children, especially from 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2022. You're talking about ages 4, 5, 6. You're talking about in that age range, 1 to 5, actually. These are very pivotal children, as it was in Moses' time and Yeshua time. Age 2 years and under, they were taking them out. In 2020, they just said 20% of the 44% of formulas, they didn't have it. And what did they do in those formulas? They added all these things to it. Now they have these major billion-dollar lawsuits of what was put in formula, baby formula, to the children, all of these children, because they the plot to destroy these brilliant children that will come up in this generation, because they're going to be critical for 2030, 2040, 2050, of the changing of time. So demonic principalities and power are doing everything in their arsenal right now to change the timing of God, change the setting of God, change the event of God, and change the positioning of God. That's why it's important that you have to change your posture before you destroy your plan, because of demonic powers and forces that are working in the earth realm heavily during this time, even as it relates to Gregorian calendar. This has all been set up by the Catholic Church. What's going on right now in Vatican City is the in-house rift that is going on between the Pope, the Jesuit order, and the Archbishop. I'm telling you, it's chaos at the highest degree in the Catholic Church. It's literally fierce fighting exposing. And there's a lot of leaks being leaked from that place, what they call the sacred place of the pompous. It's a mess in Vatican City. It's a mess in Rome. It's a total mess. And all of these things are decoys that you're watching, even Israel. The question, is it Israel or is it real what they're giving you right now? So everything is being exposed. Everything is being revealed. And frequencies, all of these secret branches of different orders are trying to perpetuate their allegiance and the different legions that people are making around the world from the highest degree, whether it's the Knights Templar of the Masons, the Royal Select of the Masters, the Royal Arches of the Masons, the Royal Cross, the Council of Kadash, the consistory of the ceremonial, the official degree, the lodges of perfection, the order of the golden circle, the harem of Jericho, the Solomon Temple entrance, the order of Easter Star, the Scottish Rite, the bones and scales, all of these, the degrees of 13, all of these things are all in chaotic places, because what their intent was through artificial intelligence in the shot that was given to the world and the corona, which deal with the highest level of the mind, the temple, which they talked about in the Old Testament, the highest peak of the mind. People are under horrendous mental anguish right now, battles, people are snapping. And all of these things are changing because of frequencies in the earth. And what they designed to do would not happen. So it's chaos. So all of these levels of high-ranking society are fighting each other because they're trying to come into power. That's what you see right now. You're watching the highest ranking of all these societies and people are jockeying for position and jockeying for power. So they would destroy each other to have that ranking and that position in those societies or in those principalities and power. So what they're doing now is many of them reached the peak and they can't go any further. And what you have is high levels fighting each other now for what? For authority to reign and rule in these principalities, power, spiritual wickedness in high places, and a fight at the top. So many of us who are spiritual people, who know they're spiritual people, because we all are trying to figure out what's going on, because we've been so religion for so long, the rituals of religion, instead of understanding the righteousness of God. People are caught up in this abyss of what's going on in the world. So God has given very few people access to the true mysteries of his kingdom and decoders of the secrets of the world. Very few people are getting that. And it's not in your religion, my religion. Usually it's outside of your religion and organization. There are people in the mountain who don't even serve what we call our organization, our denomination, because if you look at all of the major four or five in terms of apostolic Pentecostalism, full gospel, you name it, the religion, you'll see who are all behind those in the 19 and 1800s. But it's deeper than that, because God is revealing to us our hemisphere of understanding the details of who we are to him in our knowledge of the anatomy for where we are. Because so many of us allowed certain frequencies to enter into us through family line, church line, bloodline. He's washing us now. And it's a fight for many of us who are being washed because we're so used to the rituals of where we were at. We're so used to what we've been taught. And it's coming. It's not. It's taking so many people to a certain peak. Also, I said, be careful of the reprobated mantle that's being loosed in the laning. And it's interesting when one, and you can go back and look at the calendar. Check this out. Carlton Pearson passed on November 19th, 2023. Do you know, you can go Google this. Just 1 week later, the Pope in Rome made this great announcement that he's going to embrace same-sex marriage. You see how mantles switch? You see how quickly a mantle will switch? See, you have to understand what's being released in the land. And I think the woman of God mentioned something about candlesticks. People are pulling on your oil now, on your candlestick. Their oil have ran out. They don't have access to those frequencies. They don't have access to those dimensions. They don't have access to those realms any longer. So they're pulling on your spiritual realm, your dimension. So you don't want to burn yourself out dealing with people and forces that have burnt out. Cosmic events, it's all happening in this window. So the level of stress, the fatigue, the battle, the infirmities, the attack, the sickness, you got to literally shut down certain people. You got to literally shut down certain things so it won't interfere with your frequency and where you're going. Because the enemy is using everything in this window right now to throw you off, to take your mind, to deceive you, to manipulate you, to destroy you, to throw you back, to pull you into the traps that are being set for many people. And there's some people, it may be actually too late because of their covenants that they made and the portals that they opened themselves up to in this dispensation of time and during this last 5 year period. I believe someone mentioned this, whether it was here or when I was teaching, and I heard somebody wrote a note across the screen. I have to probably go back to it. But it's very important for us to examine ourselves right now. It's a self-examination time. So we can, and when it said self-examination, when I say that, it's a look at who you are and to make sure the state of where you are is in connection with the universal plan of God for your life. Are you following somebody's prophecy that they told you based upon you saying, I don't know what my calling is, and somebody told you? There's a lot of people in the church world that are operating on what somebody told them who they were, and it was never the divine will of God. When I talked to Sirius it was some years ago we were teaching on, are you doing the work or are you doing his will? And most people doing work and not the will of God. That's a difference between will and work. And then, in you doing the work, is it worth the work? Are you in the will of God? Then that's the total changing of the spectrum. Right? I'm in this season. I have to be, me personally, have to be very careful in my frequency being a prophet to the nation and to the world and to God's people because of what we're seeing. And I'll end on this. Somebody mentioned this yesterday. I think it was Evangelist Marshall. The word of God that came from Proverbs. I think it was Proverbs, and I think we dealt with it 14. And I'll read it, Proverbs 14. And it said this in Proverbs 14. It's very important that we understand. I believe it was 14. I want to make sure I'll go there. Here. But I want to read verses. Actually, you can read it at your own leisure, but I want to deal with a couple of verses before that. Here's what it says in verse number 11. The house of the wicked should be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish, the tabernacle. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of the mirth is heaviness. Usually when you read a verse, read the previous verses, then read the verse and read after the verse. God is revealing. Now, verse 14, the backslider in heart should be filled with his own way, and the good man should be satisfied from himself. I'll say this and I'll go on record of this. It's hard to see the mind of so many people who we once connected with cognitively lose their mind naturally. Because the scripture says these words, quote, keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. The mind is a very pivotal part of the substratum of cognitive, unconscious, the thought process, the pineal gland, the cerebellum, the cerebellum, the entire thought process of human life. It's important, the mind, that it connect to the will of God, the superior colossally, the structure of the dorsal, the midbrain. It's important to know and keep your mind in tune to God, right brain, left brain, to stay connected to him, because demon spirits will twist you under religion and deceive you out of righteousness. And when I say that, people are losing it and missing it because they're not in the will of God. The journey is he who endures to the end shall be saved. Don't compromise who you are for the food that comes from the table of demonic principalities, forces, people, secret society, organizations that you don't even know you're involved with and connected to, because these spirits need to channel themselves through human lives into individuals who are innocent, sensitive, hungry for more. It's a different when you're hungry for righteousness than being hunger. Because if you don't understand the gigahertz when God speaks to you, you'll open up and rehearse whatever anybody gives to you. You have to tap in to the presence of God for your life. The mind, the believer. That's why folks need to be fasting. And I'm talking about throwing the plate away and laying in the presence of God so he can give you the survival kit to your eternal relationship to him. Your corporate quad, gene, is important for the mind, the superior part of the mind, to open you up, to understand the difference in terms of what's going on. That mind is a powerful thing, people of God. And God is revealing himself to those who want to be different but change their posture. The hardest thing to do is to get the church world, the religious world, to really follow God, because we're trying to satisfy people who will never satisfy God. It's not going to happen. You'll do your best to make them feel good. God ain't into making demons feel good. God is trying to destroy them from destroying the good in you that he's invested in. He's doing everything in his power. This Gregorian calendar window is ticking right now. You see the ticking in the window. 400 years from 1604 to 1611, 400 years to 2011. 2011 to 2023 is 12 years. So the window that they in, they timed everything. You see the timetable, everything then done, the timing of things. You see how every president, all 46, are encrypted. In a code, all of them are encrypted in a code. So you're watching the decoding of them manifest itself. And you're seeing the plan of things manifesting themselves right behind you. So you are hearing from God. God is revealing to you. He's showing you things. He's bringing you into him, himself, not the church world. He's bringing you back into him. He's bringing you back into what I call little gods through who you are to him. That's a deep thing for some people because people don't understand that. Now they don't get upset when you say that. But that's what the word says. He's bringing us back into him, who we are in him. Not to the place, not to the location, but into him. And that's a powerful place when he brings you back into him. And that's a hard place when you used to be in everybody else except yourself, bringing you back into him. And that's a drawing. So the symbols the menorah, is just the symbols, his spirit, from a Jewish ceremonial perspective, the candle, what they call the candelabrum or candelabrum, of the symbols are just the ceremonial part of it, you know, meaning helper or servant. If you, the nine branches holding the candle, it's called the shema, the helper or the servant, which is used to light the other eight. So we have to really tap into his presence.
How could the original? Just want to share this. The original menorah, I think that's the proper enunciation.
Mm-hmm.
The original menorah was not that much candles. Go ahead. It was
only seven.
Ahead,
mm-hmm.
So I believe it was three on one side, three on the other, and the centerpiece. The significance of it, in my dream, I'm not sure, but the Anaka candle that you're referring to, they added two more. I'm not sure what the significance of that one was, but the one that was given to Moses as a template for the tabernacle, and I'm just alluding to this, and then I'm not working on it. I have to go. But that one wasn't the same number of candles. However, the Bible says that Moses spoke with God face to face, right? But a few verses or chapters down, it says, no man can see. Moses asked a question to God, and God told him that he would see his hindsight because you can't see God's face and live. So I'm not sure if what I am sensing in my spirit, if the menorah is symbolic of the manifold expression of the Holy Spirit, the seventh verse of God.
Amen.
It's probably more meaningful than that, but I'm not sure.
Right, but I would say you're absolutely correct, because you got to understand this: the Word of God. There's so many different translations from 1600. If you even go back to 333 and study, go back to 333. There was another translation of the change, the translation of what we call Arabic, the hieroglyphic, the writing. So we got so many translations. Even today, when some of you are reading these new Bibles, the NIV, Life Application, Word, Message Bible, there's another translation. You have to understand God is to seek him within so he can reveal to you his mystery of you so that you won't keep being misery seeking outside of him. That requires meditating on the word, because they talk about meditating on the word. You have to meditate. Meditation opens you up to the revealing presence of God. So you will probably have to ask yourself the question, and you can go back to that some stuff in tonight even in Google and some of the other stuff is deeper than that. You have to really go back and ask God to reveal himself to you. Why did they add additional candles? How did the Catholic Church come in and change the exact detail? What was Nimrod about? What was Baal all about? What were these ancient spirits trying to do with the timing of God? Daniel said something in Daniel chapter 2. Some of you could read it, 22 through 20, 20, Daniel chapter 2, 22. Let me just turn that real quickly. I know you have to go. But there's so much that he's revealing to us that it's causing a ruckus in the spirit world, because
Amen.
Truth is
Amen.
Coming to the forefront. is coming to the forefront, and the religion that people will use is not working any longer. It's coming to the forefront. Daniel, I believe it's 22. Okay, let's deal with 19. Here's what he said. Here's what he said. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be in the name of God forever and ever. The wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the season. And he removed kings and he set it up kings and gave wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that no understanding. He revealed the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. See, what people are calling darkness is not darkness to God. You follow what I'm saying? That's a whole nother revelation. Somebody has to study that. And the light dwelleth within him. So I thank thee and praise thee, O God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might and has made known unto me now what we desire thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. He's revealing to us stuff that will contradict what we call normal. And many people are afraid to go against it. Why? Because you will be considered to the world. Now, we're not talking about Carlton Pearson this year. That's a whole other study. Somebody's doing messing with that right now on social media right now. Y'all deal with that. That's old. I ain't dealing with that. I'm tapping into the Ancient of Days, the deep thing. I told the Lord, take me to the other 12 books that's not even in the Bible that the Catholic Church took out and reveal to me so I can understand the transcending presence of you. If Enoch could talk to angels, you sure can too. If they had to consult him, there's power far greater than we can imagine. The religious world, who are many of them, are behind secret societies anyway. All of this stuff, it's coming to the surface. But I'll leave it on that plane in that plateau, because when this gets good, and it gets scary for some of us when we teach it. And then some of us, we share it with people. They're like, ooh, I don't know about that. Well, go ahead and study. It's a whole lot of deep stuff that are beyond these hieroglyphic, the Arabic, the Hebrew, the German, the Latin, the Greek, or the Greek, the Latin, and the colonial system of what's been taught to us and what's been revealed to us for centuries and centuries and centuries. It's all coming to pass. That's why it's people like, when you look at Henry Kissinger, who died at 100 years old, it's letting you know that an entire century has changed. It's an entire century. And he's from Germany, 1923 to 2023. That's 100 years old. He was Secretary of State under the President Richard Nixon. So if Jimmy Carter was 39th president,